says, oh Lord, save me, my God, deliver.
Welcome to The Firmly Planted Tree, a podcast dedicated to the reading of the Psalms for strength in our daily walk and to delight in the law of the Lord. I'm Joey Hawkins, and like the tree planted by the waters, may God's word establish you in righteousness.
The Lord alone deliverance sends, no other source of help have we.
Blessed is the Lord my God, who teacheth my hands for battle and my fingers for war, my mercy and my refuge, my helper and my deliverer. My defender is he, and in him have I hoped, who subjected my people under me. I still remember the first time I prayed that prayer. That prayer, of course, is the first two verses of Psalm 144, the psalm of the warrior. I knew of the psalm growing up. I had read it before. I had heard it. Certainly within my church experience growing up, I knew those who were in the military, who were in law enforcement, and so I saw it sort of associated with that, but I never thought that was for me to pray. You see, the first time I prayed that was several years back, several ministries back, and I was going through a time of struggle and a period of really realizing that this ministry I had gotten into was not going to be long-term. I was having conflict with someone else within this ministry, and it crept up on me naively because I couldn't see these things happening because of inexperience. And so I'd come to this reading in the Psalms, and of course Psalm 144 is very near the end of the Psalms, and I had really been reading through it sort of for the first time from the first to the last of the Psalms. And I was struck by this because I needed some way to express this struggle that I was going through. I'm going through a struggle with a brother in Christ, for Pete's sake. And I need a way to know how to do what I need to do here. I need every little part of what I'm doing, a bit of strength I have down to the very joints of my fingers, to be attributed to God and his righteousness. Help me know what to do. I was sharing the fact that I was praying this psalm with a friend and mentor of mine, and he pointed me to Psalm 7 as a way maybe to temper the prayer, to supplement it, if you will. In Psalm 7, in verse 3 through 5, it says this: O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. One of the things that he said is, you know, I needed to understand that even in this, my heart was sinful. There were motives of mine that would be impure, that I needed God to search me and seek out what was in my heart, and to, yes, humble me and teach me through even humiliation and the humiliation I was experiencing what he would have me learn. I can say that I really didn't begin to even see maybe fulfillment or that prayer begin to truly work for 3 or 4 years. And then I realized the ways I had been foolish, the ways I had been sinful, the ways I had been holding on to things, the ways I conducted myself poorly. But I still remember as one of those banner moments, one of those memories that you look to. I remember coming out of a meeting at the time, and I had to be particularly restrained. I had to say things exactly the right way. And I lived about 2 miles from the church, and I had ridden my bike up there, and I rode my bike down around the corner where I was out of sight of the church, and I called my father and told him what happened. And he said, son, I don't think I could have done that at your age. Blessed be the Lord my God, who trains my hands for battle. That really is the beginning for me of this podcast and where this came from, was sort of that experience of reading through the Psalms, learning to pray the Psalms. even really this year, starting the process of learning to sing the Psalms. My name is Joey Hawkins, by the way. I'm a minister in Southern Illinois at an independent Christian church down here. My wife and I have been at this church for a couple years with our three wonderful children, and we have been so blessed and really richly blessed in our time here. We're looking forward to many years here and to the service that we can offer to Christ and His kingdom and building up and encouraging the church. And in starting a podcast, obviously, there's a lot of thought that consideration that goes into that. But the Psalms have been something that since that time I speak of in the beginning here all the way to now has just been more and more rich and rewarding for me. It seems like the more I look at the Psalms, the more I realize that it really is this rich resource that we find in God's Word that gives a godly expression, to the full spectrum, the full human experience of emotions. Everything I've gone through and all the things that I can experience, I find really in this book. And as I was just reading the little book that Dietrich Bonhoeffer had on the Psalms, talking about how Christ really does pray the Psalms for us in that way and experiences all of humanity and shares in that and expresses that as the Son of God. And so in beginning this podcast, I wanted to dive into this book. But I confess, I'm not an expert. I'm merely someone who loves the Psalms, who has been blessed by them. So maybe it's like a Psalms fan club, for lack of a better terms. But I really want this to be something where, from my study and from maybe your experience, we can join together and really lift up this section of God's Word as this powerful, powerful thing for God's church. It is, again, the way we pray. It is the way we sing. It is the way we express our emotions. And especially when you go through these times now where we're realizing that some of the ways we've sort of subdued and maybe put a compressor, mind you, on what things can be expressed within church life. Like, yes, you want to mourn, but don't mourn too much. You want to be joyful, but not like overly joyful. And Psalms really just stabs right at that premise. There's Psalms of warfare. There's Psalms of mourning. There's Psalms of vengeance and calling for God to work His hand and His justice. There's Psalms of confession, Psalms that record history, sharing in the rich promises of God and pointing to the future with what He will do. There's royal Psalms with imagery certainly fitting for David and Solomon, but for us as Christ Church, beautifully arrayed, we sing and read those. And so I'm excited to begin this and share in this podcast together with you. I do want to go over a couple things kind of as we begin. First of all, let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be going through as far as resources. There's a couple different translations I'm using. Main one will be the ESV translation of the Psalms, and that's the 2011 text. But even the first one, Psalm 144 that I read from, is from a little Psalter I have from the Holy Transfiguration Monastery. They have a 1974 translation where they translate from the Greek Septuagint. That also comes with other things like the weirdness of the Greek Septuagint numbering, so you have to deal a little bit with that. But that will be a resource, and those will be the two main translations that I come from. At least right now, who knows, that might change. And certainly as we go along, that could be subject to change. Several different books. I already referred to the little book that Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote on the Psalms, the Psalms, the prayer book of the Bible. I'm hoping to have a couple more of his books on the Psalms that I'm hoping to add to my library as well that will add to this. So we have that. I love Reflections on the Psalms by C.S. Lewis. It's a great book. I plan to reread that one again soon. A couple of the main resources that I'll go through as far as finding quotes and for my own study. The first one is a classic, The Treasury of David by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. And I really love that. If you've never got a copy of that for yourself, I would really encourage you to. And thankfully, our church here has two copies in our library, so I have one that can at least temporarily reside in my library without affecting anything. And he has a wonderful way of sort of giving introductory notes on a psalm, a brief commentary verse by verse, and then he has this large section of just quotes over the individual psalm, or the psalm itself, and then individual verses by different authors. And then he ends with notes for preachers. It's a fantastic resource. And really, even just doing a podcast sort of pales in comparison to what Spurgeon did with that. I also have the Baker Commentary on the Old Testament. I've been reading through this one. It's John Golden Gay. There's a three-part series of that one. And if you're familiar with that one, it's, like I said, it's in the Baker Commentary series. And the second volume is like impossible to find. So I'm still looking for that and hoping to be able to locate one of those. And then I just recently bought Derek Kidner, one of his commentaries in the Kidner Classic Commentary series. So those are the ones I'll mainly be referring to, but I'll be adding to that library and hopefully expanding that as I go to, again, just have my study and my notes in sharing this time together. And so my plan as far as what we're doing forward will be simply to read the psalm and reflect on it. My reflections, I'm hoping, will not just be like, well, you know, Spurgeon has such and such quote, and, you know, Golden Gay makes this observation on the structure of the text. There'll be a little bit of that here and there, but my goal is to really focus again on the psalms being this thing that we pray, and praying being my predominant experience, but hopefully more as I go, also the chance to express the psalms in song. But that will be the main point, is focusing on this idea that this gives us strength, that this gives us voice to these desires of our heart as men of God to speak and to communicate with Him. And so, again, there'll be a focus on wisdom. There'll be a focus on power. Even as I was considering names for the podcast, I had originally looked at Psalms for Power, but turns out there's a weird Kabbalic volume on the Psalms using it for spells and incantations of a similar name. And so I didn't want to get associated with that. Now, again, just the simple reading of a psalm and working through the book of Psalms from 1 to 150, and then reflection. I also am hoping that as I go, that I will meet you and any of you who are listening, and some people I know as well within my circles that will join in and share kind of our experiences together in these psalms. And so, looking forward to that and the time that will take. And so it's something that, again, I'm excited to do. This really is, for me, something that is a joy and a blessing, I hope, to the church as well. I want to say a couple special thanks. One is to Brian Sauve. Both the opening and closing are songs that Brian Sauve has been putting together. If you go to Patreon and look at Music for the New Christendom, he's been kind of updating and bringing to life Psalms from the Psalter, again, with the goal to be sung within the church. And so I think I've used Psalm 3 and Psalm 95, if I remember, for the opening and closing that he's done, and the version that he's brought to life. But man, he has one on Psalm 110 that just gives me chills every time. And of course, Psalm 110 is sort of the crown jewel of the Messianic Psalms. And he has a beautiful one on Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. And so I would really encourage you to check him out. Please support him in that. He was gracious enough to allow the usage of the music. And I certainly want to support him in the endeavor and the way that he also is strengthening and encouraging the church. And I also want to thank Riley Voth and for the opportunity to share with this podcast, really through the Majesty's Men and the Honor God Network, and we're proud to be a part of what they're doing, and thankful for the support that he's given. And so I just really want to give a shout out to Riley. I met Riley the first time, and we ended up canoeing together. We were canoe partners on the Shepherd's Crook intensive a couple years ago. And I fondly recall that memory, and he's a fine canoeman, so I can at least give you that. Plus, a man of God who is passionate and who wholeheartedly pursues God. And so I'm excited to be with you, brother, and I thank you for this opportunity. So anyways, I've gone way longer than I intended to go on this first one, but I hope that gives you a little bit of context to what will be coming with the firmly planted tree. And I look forward to sharing in this with you and hope this can be an encouragement to your prayer life, to your song life, and a support to Christ Church in continuing to express our hearts and minds to God. Thanks for joining us.